Here's what happens when a key comes in contact with the cylinder. First, the key supplies power to the cylinder, and communications are established. Then, a sequence of events occurs within a fraction of a second to determine if the key can open the lock. The cylinder and key exchange ID numbers. The cylinder checks to see if the key is on its blocked key list. The key verifies that it has access to that lock ID and that the key is there during its scheduled access time. The key sends its password to the lock, and if the password matches the lock's password, the lock opens.